Hello and welcome back to the Pipe Hitter Podcast for our 10th and final episode of 2021. Now, I know that it's been a minute, a couple months to be exact, since our last episode. We do a whole segment on the reasons why, but I'm going to spare you on that one. But the reason I'm resuming now is that the year is coming to a close, and we were inspired to do a recap outlining the truly amazing year we've had as a foundation, and especially to give thanks to those responsible for making it all happen. That's you, our supporters. None of what we do would be possible without the help and support of those who have donated, shared our stories, and advocated right alongside us for those cases and the causes that we believe in. We are only about a year and a half old as an organization, and it's truly remarkable to think how far we've come in just a short amount of time. To recap, this year alone as a foundation, we have raised over $3.3 million. And that came as a result of over 42,000 individual donations. Compare that to our first year in 2020, where we raised $41,000 with 553 donations, and we were grateful for each and every one of those. And this incredible support means that we're truly able to help people to fulfill our mission. This year, we have provided assistance with giving out over $2.8 million. That comes in the form of emergency relief grants to those families in need, and to legal support for those fighting in legal battles. We have proudly supported both service members and first responders alike. Think of those highlighted in this podcast alone, like Navy SEAL Aaron Howard or La Mesa Police Officer Matthew Dagas, and then those who we haven't highlighted yet in this podcast, like Marine Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and the Blackwater Four. And we're of course not the only organization helping folks, which is why sometimes when we witness others doing great work, we direct our donations, our funds, to them. This year, we have proudly supported organizations that align with our core pillars, such as Wreaths Across America, Operation Help a Hero, and Answer the Call, and then highlighted the work of other organizations that want to give back, like Forest Flags, Patriot Force USA, and Badass Boxes. This past weekend, actually, I was at Arlington National Cemetery with my son Wesley at Wreaths Across America, and let me tell you, the sight was unbelievable. It took us about an hour to actually get into the cemetery due to all of support. There were literally thousands of people lining up, which warms your heart to think of so many people giving such a good cause. Additionally, we are incredibly grateful to Nine Line Apparel, to Tyler and the whole team over there. They not only do our whole PHF clothing line, like hats, shirts, and apparel, but sometimes we partner with them to raise money through specific campaigns, like the one we did for Blackwater 4 with a Raven t-shirt, which we raised $10,000 off the sales of the Blackwater 4 shirt. This year, and all of the work we have been able to do, it really has been nothing less than a privilege. And it's just the beginning. For 2022, we have some amazing things planned. More episodes with some amazing guests on this podcast, some finally in-person events with our amazing board of directors and some other great partners that we have in the Gallagher family, which all leads to the ability to help even more service members, first responders, and their families. For info on all these upcoming events and things that we're going to do next year, definitely give us a follow on social media, Pipe Hitter Foundation, and then sign up on our website for our monthly newsletter. As this year comes to a close, really, we're just grateful. We're grateful for the ability to help, to give, to advocate, to defend. And we're really grateful that we're not alone in this cause. Thanks to you and all of your support, we will be able to continue our mission to 2022 and many more years to come. So from the Pipe Hitter Foundation, to you and to your loved ones, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.